A very, very sincere welcome from all of us here at St. Paul, Gary, to you. Thank you for being with us today, for all that you have done in inspiring us, challenging us. It's our distinct honor. For me to wax more is to get in the way. The Lord and you are in charge.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Pastor. I want to share with all of you today, as we begin this time of mission, we have to ask ourselves this morning, what's the mission of the church? For those of you listening on the radio, I hope you'll wake up and it's not too early for you, because my purpose in being here at the church and on the radio is to wake you up. I find as I travel, I've spoken now in more than 1,700 churches in the United States and Canada. Every Sunday I'm in a different church. And you know what I find? A lot of people sleeping. A lot of normal people in church on Sunday morning. You know what normal people say? Boy, I hope this guy doesn't talk too long. We got things to do. I spoke in a big church up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Just before I spoke, the head elder came over and tapped his watch. He said, "We got rules here. 1 hour. 1 hour and you're done." I want to share with you where the church is really growing. How many of you know where the church is really growing? It isn't here in the United States. The Lutheran Church of Ethiopia is baptizing an average of 1,000 people per day. The membership of the Ethiopian Lutheran Church just in November exceeded 9 million members. That's four times the membership of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. And you know, it's an interesting thing. Their culture is very different. I want you to come over here, honey. Where the church is really growing . This is a very common thing that they have. You know what this is? This is an African python. Hold it way up so they can see in the back. Where this snake is where the church is really growing. Cultures are very different there. But that's where the Holy Spirit is calling people by the millions. In this country, we've turned our back on God. There's a darkness coming into this country like I have never seen before. We have other agendas. We kneel at the altar of sports. Church is not a priority anymore. I want to share with you this morning, it's time to wake up. I want to share with all of you, as I travel, I get to see some very interesting things. I spoke in a big church in Lincoln, Nebraska. They worship about 2,000 people on Sunday morning. And the pastor said, "Gary, could you have a children's message?" Do you know, I think the older I get, the more I understand children get it. How old are you, honey? 10 years old. Do you see that cross up there? What did Jesus do for you? You hear what that little girl said? Say it nice and loud.
Die on the cross.
He died on the cross. And do you know who he did that for? Yeah, I want you all today to take it more personally. He died for me. And he died for you. He did. He died for everyone. The biggest problem we have in the church today is we don't take Jesus personally. When you ask the normal people, who did Jesus die for? Everyone answers, he dies for everybody else. But until you say first, Jesus died for? Let's say it nice and loud. Jesus died for? And he knows your name. You know, honey, you're just a little girl, but God has a plan for you all figured out already in your life. And I want to tell you, I'm an old man. I'm 75 years old. That's old, isn't it? Yep. And you know what that means, honey? I'm going to be in heaven before you. And I'm going to be waiting for you. And don't you let this world get Jesus away from you. You know what's happening? We're having a lot of young people go to college, and somebody with a lot of letters behind their names is saying, you know, this Jesus thing is kind of a joke. Will you promise me you'll keep Jesus in your heart as long as you live? I want you to, because I want to welcome you into our real home. Do you know where your real home is? Say that nice and loud.
Heaven.
Did you all you big people hear that? Huh? You know, when I had that children's message over at Lincoln, there were 70, 80 little kids up here, and I looked at those children and I said, you young people, look out here to these older people. Some of them have forgotten what the mission of the church is. I said, what's the mission of the church? All the children were very quiet. And all of a sudden, a little seven-year-old girl raised her hand with blonde hair. And I said, honey, what's the mission of the church? She looked at me and said, don't you know? Well, I said, yeah, I think I do know, but you tell me what you think. Now, let me tell you, folks, if I handed out a piece of paper to all of you this morning and said, write the mission of the church, I'll bet you a nickel I'd have 40 different answers. And that little girl nailed it. She looked, about made me cry. She said, missionary Gary, the mission of the church is telling people about Jesus. Is that complicated? Is that hard to understand? Do you know why the church isn't growing here in the United States? Because there's a dumbing down going on. Do you know what that dumbing down is? Oh, you can go to any church you want to on Sunday morning. This is a free country. You can go to any church. But you keep your mouth shut and don't you be telling anybody about it because you could offend them. I'm fed up with political correctness. It's time for Christians to wake up. Now, I want you to listen very carefully to this question. When's the last time you told somebody about Jesus? That's kind of convicting, isn't it? You know why the church isn't growing? It's real easy for us to be normal. Society today wants to make you normal and dumb you down and you be quiet. Don't you be telling people about Jesus because you could offend them. You know what normal people say on Sunday? Gee, pastor, you got to work harder. Make more calls. That's the reason the church isn't growing. Oh, no. Whose job is that? Whose job is that? No, personal. Mine. My job. Do you get it? I see it as I travel throughout the country. I see it. There's a dumbing down going on. Christians, you just keep quiet. I wonder how many of you know what the fastest growing religion is in the United States today. Any of you know? Islam. The Muslim religion, fastest growing religion. I want to share with you folks, it's time to wake up. This used to be a Christian nation. It was founded on Christian principles. How many of you know what the father of our country said? George Washington. You know what the father of our country said? It's impossible to rule a nation without God and the Bible. Think about that today. I want to share with all of you this morning. I want to share with all of you this morning, this last year, I've been viciously, verbally attacked 6 times for saying that Allah is not the God of the Bible. You stand up and tell the truth today, you're going to be attacked. And that's great. We've got to stand up for Jesus. Because most people are asleep. Most people are asleep and going through the motions. Are you just going through the motions this morning? Or are you telling people about Jesus? And sometimes we even have to talk. It's the way you act and the way you treat people. I think one of the biggest missing things in our society today and the most misinterpreted word in our language right now is the word love. I love to tell people I love them. Jesus said on Monday, Thursday, this new command that I give you, that you love one another. When's the last time you had a friend that you said, hey buddy, I just want you to know I love you? That's what's lacking in our country today. Jesus said we're to love one another. You know, as I travel, I get to see some unusual things. And I want to share with all of you this morning, I hope and pray, when you leave the church this morning, you're different than when you came in. I want to share with all of you, I was normal until I was 51 years old. I was in church every Sunday. I was an elder. I was chairman of the congregation. Oh, I was a member of the club. And then I woke up. It took a death to do that. And then suddenly I said, I have to do something. I suddenly took it personally and said, I have to do something. And I want you all to know this morning, my dear friends, I've never been to college. I just have a high school education. If you looked at my curriculum vitae, you would say, this man is incapable. He can't do anything. He doesn't know Greek or Hebrew. He's never been to the seminary. Pastor, do you have to go to the seminary to tell people about Jesus? No. I want to share with all of you, it's time to wake up. We see our country now, a darkness moving across this country like I have never seen. We need to wake up for Jesus. And I'll share with all of you, every person in this church this morning is a missionary. Every single person in this church is a missionary. And it's up to you and me to tell people about Jesus. I'm really, really shocked and amazed at what I see as I crisscross this country. I went to a big church up in Wausau, Wisconsin. There was 1,200 people there. And I, because I'm a layperson, I never go up to the altar area. I just report. My calling is to report to people and wake them up. And I sat right here in front, in this front pew. And in that great big church, there was just one vacant seat right behind me, right here. And I got up and spoke. And after I spoke, I did say that, remember, folks, Allah is not the God of the Bible. And when I got through, I sat down there, and the pastor went into the communion liturgy, and people were coming up for the Lord's Supper, and all of a sudden, I heard a rustling behind me. And the next thing I felt was a breath on my ear, and a lady's voice said, God has sent me to tell you this. You are a liar. You must stop saying what you're saying. Indeed, the God of the Muslim people is the same God that you pray to. Allah is the God of the Bible also. And I turned my head slightly. She said, God has sent me to tell you this. I'll make your hair stand up. I turned my head slightly. I said, Allah is not the God of the Bible. There was a rustling and this lady left. The end of the service, I went back to the ushers and I said to the ushers, did you know or recognize that woman that came down and whispered something in my ear? And the youngest usher said, oh, Missionary Gary, I saw that. Yeah, she comes here all the time. She attends here regularly. She's a little liberal in her thinking, but she attends here all the time. There you go. It's time to wake up. Now, the last thing I want to tell you because I'm done now. And if just one of you remembers one or two things we talked about this morning, then my trip here is all worthwhile. But now I'm going to challenge each and every one of you. I want you to come to Bible class. That's where we got the pictures, and that's where the real meat and potatoes is. Not restricted on time there. We'll have enough time. Now, if you don't normally come to Bible class, I'm not going to ask you to come to Bible class this morning. I'm going to beg you, because this may be the last time I get to see you here on earth. I want to challenge you that we want to have the record-setting Bible class this morning. And it's just a little while longer. Please come to the Bible class. I spoke in a big church in downtown Milwaukee. And I'll never forget that. They had 900 people there. I said to them, I probably will never get back here to Milwaukee again. Please come to the Bible class. At the end of the service, there was the wildest stampede to get out of the church I've ever seen in my life. 15 people showed up out of 900. Surprise us this morning. You know what Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane to Peter? He said, couldn't you just pray with me one more hour? I want to thank you for being here today. And Pastor, thanks for allowing me, an unschooled old layman, to speak here. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask your blessing on this service. Touch our hearts. Awaken us. Help us to understand the urgency of the gospel. Lord Jesus, come to our hearts. Use us as witnesses and missionaries. We ask this all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.